From Nashville, Music Row, world famous headquarters of 1510 WLAC. This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we are so glad that you are joining us right now. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. Phone lines are always open, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got a lot to cover today. Great show, and before I get too far down the road here, I want to introduce the man who is has endeared himself to millions. He is the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of the Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who really is Spartacus. He is the Count of Mighty Disco, John Butler, everyone.
No, I am Spartacus.
Did you see all that this week? You know what I'm talking about?
No. All right, wait. I mean, I know the joke.
It's not a joke. It's just that. Well, it was a joke.
I mean,
we were confirming a Supreme Court
justice.
Mm-hmm. And Senator Cory Booker said he had his "I am Spartacus" moment.
Okay.
There because he was going to release this document that was not supposed to be released. And he said, but I'm going to do it anyway. This is as close as I'll have to an I am Spartacus moment. But what he failed to disclose is he had already been told many, many hours earlier that it was okay to release it.
Oh, well.
So
the man who really is Spartacus.
John, you are Spartacus.
Oh, thanks so much.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling grand. How about yourself?
For a man of my age and limited abilities. Yeah. I went to martial arts yesterday for the first time in a couple of weeks because—
And you look terrible for
I've been
it.
Out. Oh, I paid for it.
Yeah.
I paid for it. I paid dearly for it.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. I'm still kind of cracking my neck back and forth. And But I got to give a personal moment here.
Oh, go on.
We had a grandson born this week.
That's true.
And Gracie and I— we're able to go rush down to Birmingham, and we got to hold him when he was, he wasn't even 8 hours old.
Oh, wow.
And, it was just, and so we have two grandsons, and it was just marvelous.
Well, congratulations.
And I got to give a little bit of a shout out to my wife. You know, when she had her car wreck so long ago, 35 years ago, nobody thought she'd live, much less get married, have children, and then see her grandchildren. I mean, nobody thought this. You know, she's had 80 surgeries, both legs amputated, all these things going on. And Parker, as he was walking us out, he said, it is kind of nice to go to the hospital when it's not, a tough event.
Ask his wife if it was tough.
She would tell you she was in labor for 1 hour.
What? No.
That's
just not fair.
She's doing great. She is doing great. But it was not a sad event. It was not a painful thing. But, as far as that goes. But it was. They're doing great. Mother and baby are just doing marvelously.
That's lovely to hear.
And he's just a delight. So we're two-time grandparents now, which is kind of surreal. Because Gracie doesn't look that old, but I guess I do.
Well,
I got the hair for it. All right, let's get right to it because I got a lot to cover today. We want to start off with our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day, and this is going to sound really weird.
That ship has sailed.
Why do I even bother? Watch for bunions of the heart.
All right. Unpack it. Let's go.
Let me explain, Lucy. I have a bunion on my left foot.
There's a HIPAA violation in here somewhere.
I know that. I named him Paul.
And, I'm so glad you did. That's great.
So, but anyway, I have this very painful spot on the left side of my foot, and I went to a friend of mine who's a podiatrist, and he looked at my foot and he said, you have a bunion. And I said, yes, but that's on the other side of the foot. This is a pain over here. What's causing this? He said, you have a bunion. I said, no. And he said, I bet you have knee problems too, don't you? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, the bunion is throwing off your gait. The source of your pain is not the source of your problem. And I had to stop for a moment.
And take some notes.
I saw the implications of the statement. Because a lot of times, as caregivers, we tend to think that where we feel the acute pain is the problem. I was so fixated on this one area of my foot. He explained to me that all you're doing is your walking gait is being shifted. And you're putting pressure on another area. And that's what's causing the pain. But if you fix this over here, it will balance out everything. The issue, what you think is the issue, is not really the issue.
They have a term for this. Psychiatrists use it a lot, too. It's called the presenting complaint.
Well said.
Thank you. I didn't make it up. I mean,
well, you know, if you
feel. Well, because many
if you
times.
Did, you're in the wrong industry.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But it was. It was the presenting complaint was not my problem. That's a good word, by the way, John. I'm going to write that down.
Right on.
Spartacus says the presenting complaint was not my problem. This presenting complaint was not my problem. And I would suggest to you as caregivers, the presenting complaint that we have is not our problem. I would suggest to you that it is.
At the very least, you should be glancing in that direction.
You got to look at it.
Yeah.
There was really pain there. But I wasn't going to solve that by accommodating that painful place. I was going to solve the problem by accommodating the deformity, defective component of my foot. And I've learned that I have defective places in my heart. And what happens is it throws everything off balance because of the pressure of caregiving. And it will throw me into all kinds of situations where my behavior then will reflect these defective places, these character defects, if you will. Now, caregiving doesn't cause these things, but it will amplify them. It's kind of like Miracle-Gro for them. And you will, if you've got an issue, the pressure of caregiving, because there's such relentless challenges, will put so much on that, it will force things to the top a lot faster.
I want to make a silly image that's caregiving, Miracle-Gro for emotional instability.
Hold on, let's just all take a moment. We're just going to lift John up right now.
Yeah, bless him.
God love him. Bless his heart. He tries, y'all. He does.
Thought it was clever.
and you usually do.
I know, right? I wouldn't open my mouth if I didn't.
I think that's what happens with us. Are you going through that today? Is that something that's troubling you? Are you looking at something? If I could just get this fixed, then I'd be okay. And all of a sudden, you realize, wait a minute, I may have something deeper over here that's causing me some issues that are being squeezed over here. And that's basically what it is. When you have a deformity in your foot, it's forcing the rest of the foot over to the side of the shoe, and it causes it to pinch. So what is forcing, in your situation, you to react in a certain way that causes a lot of acute pain? You can blame it on the behavior of someone else. I talked to a lot of caregivers who were dealing with somebody with dementia. They said, I've tried to tell her over and over and over and over and over. Wait a minute. Why do you keep telling over and over and over and over? Because you're dealing with dementia at that point. You're dealing with an impairment, a disease. You can't. My wife's a double amputee. Let me put it in that context. How about if I just tell her over and over and over again to get up and walk on real legs? You know, I mean, she can't. She has to have prostheses to do this. It's very easy to see that when it's in the physical. But when you're dealing with the emotional and the mental impairments, much different, much different. The cognitive part plays a role in that, and then it becomes much different. And so we expect things. It's like going to the hardware store and demanding to buy a loaf of bread. You can't do it. Well, who's got the problem? The hardware store that doesn't carry bread that you want? Or the unrealistic expectations of something that we keep going in there and asking for and getting angry when we don't get it, when we don't get what we think we got to have? And it took that to see. So that I know it was a weird caregiver tip of the day. but bunions of the heart.
Just, absolutely.
It was a teachable moment for me. Well, and I thought it might be helpful to someone else.
Well, your bunion made you rely on parts of your foot that were not used to that sort of strain. And if you have something that is weighing on your heart, you will rely on other parts of your heart that are similarly not
exactly
used to that sort of strain.
And so the whole point we're trying to do as caregivers is to become balanced in this. So anyway, if that resonates with you, feel free to give us a call. 800-688-9522. You will hear the velvet tones of John on the other end of that phone.
I make money with these pipes.
800-
take your moment.
All right. I'm sorry. And we're live, by the way. 800-688-9522. Our caregiver tip of the day is brought to you by Standing with Hope. Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of this show. I wish you would take just a moment to go look at what we're doing out there. Standingwithhope.com. And we have two program areas. One of them is our prosthetic limb outreach. We just got back from a trip to Ghana. We're getting ready to ship some more supplies over there to them because they need some things. We've got to particularly get some pediatric supplies, like for feet and pylons and knees and so forth, for the pediatric limbs we have to do. And how do we do that? Well, we collect used limbs from around the country. They go to a local prison here where inmates volunteer to disassemble used prosthetic limbs. Maybe a child has outgrown them. And they've taken it back to the prosthetist, or it's just sitting in a corner somewhere. We can use those things. Or somebody you know has passed away, and they don't know what to do with the limb. We'll take them because somebody else will walk again. So if you send those to us, we know what to do with them. I mean, you could see more about that at standingwithhope.com. And we have the two program areas, our prosthetic limb ministry, which is for the wounded, and then a caregiver outreach, and those who care for them. For the wounded and those who care for them. That's what we do at standingwithhope.com. And you could be a part of that today, right now. And we would welcome that. Get involved. Support the show. Support a sponsor a limb. I just talked to the clinic over in Ghana. Right now, people are getting treated right now. We've got a young man from Nigeria that's heading over there. We've been working to make sure he has all of his stuff ready for him because he's got to travel a good bit to come over there. But they can make it while he's there in Ghana for a couple of days, and he'll be able to walk back. No, he won't have to walk all the way back to Nigeria. He'll take the bus. Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. 800-688-9522. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Well, my baby, she's all right. Well, my baby's clean out of sight. Don't you know that she's some kind of wonderful? She's some kind of wonderful. Yes, she is, Jesus. She's some kind of wonderful.
Hey, welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're glad that you're with us. The phone lines are open. You're welcome to call in. 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. And what this show does is we help provide a well-lit path to safety for family caregivers who are struggling with all types of issues. What I've found in my experience, my 32 years of this, where I've had ample time to fail more times than most people will ever. In fact, I've forgotten more failures than most people will ever have. But I've found that the issues for caregivers are not the day-to-day stuff like health care, insurance companies, and all that stuff. The issues for the family caregiver, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you certainly are welcome to do so, but the issues for the family caregiver are these issues that are matters of the heart where we find ourselves losing control of our own losing control of ourselves. We become angry. We become resentful. We become fearful. We become despairing. All of those things. Yes, there's a lot of love in there. Yes, there's all these things we do for love. But what you won't do, you do for love. Who is that, John? Who wrote that? Was that Grover Washington? No, I don't know who that was. But anyway.
John, out of my depth, man. Above my pay grade.
What you won't do. But what happens is that we become so snared in this that we can't function in a healthy manner. And it takes a while to detangle this. And so what I'm on a mission to do is to help myself get detangled. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. We're not helping our loved one if we become so resentful, so upset, so despairing, so depressed that we can't function very well. And we're going to burn ourselves out and then hurt our loved one even more. This is why I do the show. This is what I've seen in my fellow caregivers. And so if this is where you are, 800-688, write this down, 800-688-9522. And you can call in today. Hey, we got to do our today's senior moment.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Today's senior moment brought to you by Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Center. That's Morning Point with an E, POINTE.com. Check them out. They have just dozens of places across the Southeast here where they have wonderful facilities to help with all types of different needs as you're growing older, as you have loved ones who need these things. They've got it going on, morningpoint.com. And I'm going to do something kind of special today because I was looking at some pictures and so forth, and those things are irreplaceable. Don't let them be, okay? Memories to DVD. Memories to DVD. Now, you've heard of all different kind of companies that do all this stuff. Well, guess what? Your trusted producer of this show, Mr. John Butler himself, during the week works at Memories to DVD. Now, John, how can they get a hold of you?
You can go to memoriestodvdonline.com or you can call 615-479-8510. And you just sprung this on me like nobody's business.
I did that just for you and Rob and Becky, but can they do it if they're out of state?
Absolutely. I take shipping orders all the time. We're on the south side of downtown Nashville, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or you can come out to the flea market every month if we have a booth out there.
But now,
but that's just for ad space. But yeah, we take shipping orders from. I've just shipped some stuff to Switzerland. So
any kind of format.
Pretty much any kind of commercial, any kind of consumer format, and we do take care of some commercial formats like U-Matics and an alphabet soup of things. Old slides. I do 35 millimeter slides. I do negatives of 35 millimeter or 110 film or pretty much anything you want.
A Rodney Dangerfield joke says, my family, they took a lot of pictures of me as a child. They only kept the negatives.
That's terrible.
Everybody has a drawer.
Like, yeah, everybody's got a drawer. Mom's got a box of this stuff in the closet. And it's things that you would grab if the house caught fire. Old photo albums, 8mm and 16mm film, just the most treasured things in your life. People come in and people weep in my office at least once a week, and it's for the good reason, not for the bill, all right?
Who do you want to trust with these valuable pictures of your family? And you may be transitioning. You may have a family member that's moving into a memory care center like Morning Point or so forth, and you don't want to lose these things. Who are you going to trust? You're going to trust John Butler.
Hey.
You're going to trust Memories to DVD Online. Memories to DVD Online.com. Or the phone number again, John?
615-479-8510. And that's not to the number. It's Memories to DVD Online.
And you don't have to package it neatly and cleanly, do you? I mean, you could just dump it all in a box.
Well, you really should.
You should
exercise a little bit of care on this.
You should, but don't feel like you got to alphabetize them or prioritize them by that kind of stuff.
You absolutely can do that, and whatever organizational system you have on the front end, we will maintain throughout the workflow and return it to you in that same format. So,
all right,
yeah.
That's my today's senior moment, because we're having these things in our lives, and we got all these pictures, we got all this stuff, we don't know what to do with it. Now you do. You're without excuse. Memories to DVD Online.com. And I'll put that out on Facebook Live if you're watching on Facebook Live. And we'll have it on the podcast later on. Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
She calls me, don't they? Hey, welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. I am so glad that you're with us, and I do feel good, like that I knew that I would. I've been watching a documentary on James Brown, John, and
if you got your teeth.
If you got your teeth and your hair. Yeah, all right. if you got your teeth and your hair. Yeah, all right.
Listen, the number to call, 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522 if you want to be on the show. And you can also follow along on Facebook Live. We are at Hope for the Caregiver on Facebook Live. And you get to hear how the sausage is made. I was listening.
No, don't. No.
Tessa, Tessa was just saying that on there. I'm looking at the columns going, I mean, the comments going, and she's like, I love hearing behind the scenes stuff. And I'm thinking, well, God love you for your lack of judgment
and, hey, come on
and your
now.
Lack of taste, because behind the scenes stuff with us is kind of goofy. Also, the Caregiver Podcast is caregiverpodcast.com. We put the shows out there. We also put little snippets of things out there that you can hear from our Your Caregiver Minute. I don't know if you know this or not, but our Your Caregiver Minute are on almost 300 stations daily.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I think you told me that.
Well, they've increased. So we get those a lot, and we put those out there on the podcast as well, caregiverpodcast.com. and a couple other things. There's an article that I wrote that you also could go see at Hope for the Caregiver and at standingwithhope.com, either one of those websites. But hopeforthecaregiver.com, you can see this article I wrote called Outrage, Our New National Pastime. And evidently it was kind of a hit because USA Today picked it up.
Ah, there you go.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah, no, I knew that USA Today had picked up some of your stuff. I didn't know about that one specifically,
well,
though.
Well, they picked this one up, and it's out there, and you can read it. And it's kind of – I was kind of proud of it. It was fun.
Well, you're talking about it on the air,
see what you think at hopeforthecaregiver.com. And so that's a little bit of business that we have. The book is out, Hope for the Caregiver, the book. It's in its fifth printing now. And you can get the audiobook. All of this is available at Amazon. You can download the audiobook today. And then the Songs for the Caregiver, it's all out there. And Gracie's been working on a new CD that's coming. And you'll love that. And she's got some new singles that she's been releasing periodically through it, through this thing. And there's one that's coming up that I'm very excited about. And it should be available on iTunes this week. And it's called You Must Remember Spring. And the reason why I'm excited about this is a song that was written by Michelle Legrand, who wrote the theme from Brian's song. You remember that?
I do remember that.
And then Alan Marilyn Bergman wrote the lyrics. Now, they are an Oscar-winning trio of have written songs together. And this one didn't get it. Tony Bennett and Barbara Streisand have recorded this, but it wasn't a huge song. It's a very difficult song to do. But the reason why it was important, because Gracie sang this in the studio accompanied by my piano professor from Belmont.
There you go.
It gets better. He accompanied her when she auditioned at Belmont for a music scholarship before her rec. And this is the first recording the two of them have ever done together. And he picked the song out. And it is a beautiful song. And Gracie, afterwards, she just had tears come down her eyes. And so did Chris Latham and I. We were there in the booth. And she said, I was singing this to my 17-year-old self. You must believe in spring. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. Wait till you all hear it. You're going to love it. And John is playing. He was my piano professor, played at our wedding, played at our son's wedding. I just love them, and wait till y'all hear this. It's fabulous, and it should be available this week. All right, we're going to go to the phone calls here because we've got Trinity on the phone. Trinity is on the phone with us. You know, you were one of our original listeners and callers so many years ago when this show started. You,
I'm still waiting for my check, Peter.
Well, keep waiting. All right, what do you got on your heart and mind here? First off, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I might not ever listen to your show again because your caregiver tip of the day is making me confront things I don't want to confront.
Bunions of the heart. And
yeah.
Well, it was an odd tip, but
I feel like it plays, don't you?
I resent it.
Well, you know, I've learned as a caregiver, I cannot push a wheelchair with clenched fist. So, how is that resentment going? But no, I get it was a teachable moment for me. It doesn't have to be one for you.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't have to be one for you.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, you know, I struggle with a traumatic brain injury and continual headaches, and now the doctors are aiming at all kinds of other things about the headaches. So, and I'm not hearing you, but I'm watching you on Facebook, and you're doing all these hand motions.
I'm just listening like a good host. I mean, I talk with my hands, and John makes fun of me for that, but I am listening. Go ahead, Trinity.
Yeah, but I wasn't getting the words.
Well, no, I think that you are, continue.
No, but you're making me confront that my frustration that the headaches could be being caused by all these other bizarre things they're talking about. Like, I'm getting headaches because Peter has a bunion. So thank you for that.
Well, you know, who knows why? The question is, how are you living with the headaches?
Not very well. Now, our mutual friend Tessa put something on Facebook this week that she's using something for her tooth pain, so I'm trying that today to see if that'll help the headache. It's only been 26 months. of headaches.
Well, it's like, you know, when you go to the doctor, he says, "Doctor, it hurts when I do this." Well, don't do that anymore.
Yes. So, but no. I mean, I'm really calling to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Because that made me realign my thinking. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm not a caregiver, but I'm an encourager to a caregiver.
You,
and I just spent quality time with that son today.
And you are indeed an encourager to that caregiver, and he is never far from my thoughts and my heart for what he has to deal with. And for those of you who don't know this, and I'm not going to tell you, just understand that it's a significant issue that her son is dealing with. And we want to, you know, as a caregiver, I look for teachable moments wherever I can find them. And sometimes they're in the podiatrist office, you know. Sometimes those things happen. But I think that if we are willing to learn from them, and for me, that was just a teachable moment for me, that I have to confront my stuff. At the end of the day, I can't – a reporter once asked me, and see if this resonates with you. But there, a reporter once asked me, he said, "What is the toughest thing you've ever dealt with as a caregiver?" Now, given the resume that I rattled off earlier in the show, 80 surgeries, multiple amputations, well over $10 million, 100-plus doctors have treated my wife. She lives with relentless pain. She's coded. She's gone into seizures. All those kinds of things. And so the most difficult thing that I've dealt with as a caregiver, and my response without even batting an eye, was hands down, knowing what is mine and what is not mine. And when I can walk that line with a little bit more calmness, knowing what is not mine to have to carry, and not and release that, to realize I can't do anything about that, that's when I start growing as a caregiver. Because when I'm trying to overreach and grab onto things that just don't belong to me, that I cannot fix, I cannot change, I can't do anything about, that's when I feel like it causes so much stress in my life and in the lives of people around me. And my wife is probably saying amen as I say that now. But it does, because it's how we react to situations oftentimes that are the big stressors. And that
when I was caregiver for my mother, my largest problem was my attitude and my heart.
I feel like that's where the big battle for us as caregivers are. Yes, there are things. I just looked on Facebook Live and Gracie posted all kinds of stuff. She was obviously resonating with that particular statement. But it's not a one and done issue. The one and done issues, what I mean by that are, I don't have to be retrained on how to give an injection. I don't have to be retrained on how to fight with an insurance company. Here's a little tip on dealing with an insurance company. When they bring a knife to a fight, you bring a calculator, and you don't have to argue with them about the humanity of covering a bill. You deal with math. Math works. That's how I've won all the appeals that I've won with Gracie over this $10, $11 million saga that we've had. And so that's a one and done. Once I got it, I don't have to repeat it. But these things of the heart, the resentment, the despair, the anger, the rage, the fear, all those things, man, those things just keep coming at you daily, sometimes hourly, sometimes minute by minute. Does that track with you?
Absolutely. With my mother, I'd lived with a mother with mental illness my whole life. And then when the dementia kicked in and everybody else knew that her only problem was her child, she had a problem child. I'm an only child, so, you know, guess who that lands on.
She had a problem child. Who was that child?
Yeah, that was me. But I was so angry at not having a functional mother my whole life and now having to be her caregiver. And it was my rage was my problem, not her disease, not her mental illness, not the dementia. It was my rage and attitude.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get mad at a disease? How do you get mad at diabetes? How do you get mad at a disease? And mental illness is a disease. It doesn't do any good to get mad at it. And so I talk to a lot of caregivers who are taking care of a parent right now who have unresolved issues with that parent. I mean, really painful unresolved issues. And now they're having to do very uncomfortable tasks for them. What if you could just give them a 30,000-foot view or say something, speak something into their life on how you made peace with some of that stuff?
I'm trying to remember that I'm on a radio show, Peter.
Yeah, a family-friendly radio show. You can talk to John later.
Yeah, my language doesn't tend to be family-friendly. I finally took a deep breath and stepped away. She was in a facility where she was kept warm, safe, was fed, and the people adored her. And they would. Then I had that new conflict that the staff at the facility were angry that I wasn't showing up every day with lunch, like a good Southern daughter should do. And I just had to let them have their view, and I had to survive. I had 4 young children at that point. So I just had to face that my attitude was destroying me. Wasn't doing a thing to the disease, wasn't doing a thing to my mother. It was gnawing at me. So I just had to face that, and I didn't have your show to rely on. It would have been such a help back in the early 90s. So I just appreciate what you're doing for others that you didn't have the opportunity to do for me.
Well, and I didn't have it for me. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that those of us who have, kind of gone in those hinterlands by ourselves and isolation and so forth, we see that and we want to be able to offer some kind of path to others of things that we've learned. This is what we've learned the hard way. My mother told me one time down in the coast of South Carolina. I love this phrase. I love this picture she painted. You see these trees along the coast, along the beach there, that are closest to the beach, and they are all smooth on the side of the water, where the sand and the wind and the water and so forth hit them and have smoothed them all out. And they're kind of misshapen. And the ones behind them get to stand up straight and have nice bark and everything else. They're not worn down. And she said, that's kind of the way it is for those of you who blaze a trail. You get a little bit misshapen. You get kind of polished up a little bit by the wind and so forth. You get abrased, all that kind of stuff. And then she looked and she stopped for a moment and then she smiled at me. She said, but you get the best view. And I thought, you know, okay, I'll take that. And so that's
we'll take the wisdom of mom.
I'll take my mother's wisdom. And who, by the way, my parents just celebrated their 60th anniversary yesterday. 60. God love them.
They still like each other.
They're madly in love with each other. Crazy in love with each other. So, but it's. I think that I think what you said though is learning to step back away from it, detach from it, because those things they'll take you down in a bad place. And I'm so grateful that you're not in a bad place, that you do laugh and you cut up and you make me laugh. So, hey, listen, we got to go to the break here. Trinity, thank you for the call. 800-688-9522. This is Hope for the Caregiver. 800-688-9522. This is Peter Rosenberger, and we're so glad that you're with us. I want you to get to a place of safety where you can detach from whatever it is that you're carrying. I want you to be able to breathe deeper and walk a little calmer and be a little bit more joyful in the midst of this. That's our goal on this show. And stick with us. We got a little bit more to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated.
I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope. We're living on the edge.
Oh, yes, as caregivers, we're living on the edge. But sometimes for some of us, like me, living on the edge of sanity sometimes, and sometimes we've just crossed that line. Hey, welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberg. I am so glad you're with us. If you want to see more about what we're doing, standingwithhope.com. And I got to put out one, before we get back to the phone lines, one quick request. If you know somebody that has a used prosthetic limb that they don't need anymore. Maybe the child has outgrown it. The teenager has outgrown it. They're just sitting in a closet, or the loved one has passed away. The family doesn't know what to do with it. Please send it to us. Standingwithhope.com.
Yeah, you think buying shoes for growing kids is hard.
Standingwithhope.com. And if you go online, it'll tell you where to send it to with the prosthetics. It'll say donate a used prosthetic limb. It'll go to a local prison run by Core Civic. And inmates volunteer to disassemble that limb down. They just take it all apart, and we can recycle almost all of it. Not the socket, but we can recycle the foot, the knees, the pylons, the screws, the adapters, all that. And we need that stuff right now. Would you do that for me? Would you just put the word out? Talk to your local funeral home and somebody there. That let them know about what we do. Would you please do that for me? And while you're there, look at sponsoring this show. Look at getting involved in what we're doing. At Standing with Hope, it's for the wounded and those who care for them. There's nothing like what we're doing across the country. We are the nation's largest show for the family caregiver, and we want to continue doing this. I need your help to do it. You can go out to standingwithhope.com today, right now, to do it. All right, Lydia. Lydia, down in South Carolina, you with us?
I'm with you.
How you doing there, Lydia?
I'm the third person. I'm not Trinity, but I'm the third person in this Trinity. Trinity.
All right, now, Lydia, let me handle the comedy. And
okay. Please don't let him do it.
I've been around your mom so long.
Well, I know, and I can tell. How you feeling today?
Tired, because I'm a caregiver.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. From my friend across the street, couple that were married 60 years. Mama died, and then about a year ago, and Daddy's displaced, who's had a stroke, who can't really communicate. Very, very, very deep, long struggle, you know.
Well,
but he can communicate some, because he's had some. But
well, we're gonna run out of time here, so I want to get right to the guts of what it is that's going on with you today.
Well, I guess I'm tired, but I don't know. I want to quit, and so, but the thing is, this gentleman that I'm doing this for, he's an only child. There's just nobody else to help. What is out there for somebody like that, you know, in South Carolina? I just don't know.
Well, there are several things out there that you can't access. Depends on the level of resources they have. And what I would recommend doing, and who is the treating physician for the, do you know the treating physician for this person?
Yes.
Start with the treating physician and start asking those questions, because they'll know what's going on. And you may have to get a social worker involved, which I would recommend anyway. I always recommend getting a social worker involved, because they have their fingers on the pulse of what's going on in that community, and they'll know all the types of resources. So this person may have some independent financial resources. They may not have anything. But the physician has got to be involved at some level, and then they can refer you to a good social worker. A lot of physicians are having social workers in their practice now, and that's always helpful. That's where I would start. Is okay. go to his physician, And then after you do that, take a nap.
We did that. That's the one good thing about going across the street. Pop takes a nap, and I do too.
Well, that's solid advice, though.
I mean. Always, a nap is a good thing. And pace yourself, Lydia, because, you know, if you go down, this guy's got nobody. You just said there's nobody. And if you go down, who's in line behind you?
Yeah, nobody. But okay. See, the thing is, he's got 1 year before he retires. But he's not looking forward to his retirement. You know,
well,
can you understand that?
I'm not going to try to understand anything about him. What I'm going to focus on is you. And I want to make sure that you're around and that you have the wherewithal to be able to function. And that's important to me. And because he doesn't even have a prayer if you're not around. So, hey, listen, Chris Latham and the band are firing up. And Lydia, it means a lot that you take the time to listen and you take the time to call. It means a lot. And that's our show for today. Thank you for just giving me 1 hour of your time. That's all I'm asking, just 1 hour. And I promise you we can help for you to live a calmer, healthier, and even more joyful life. This is your time as a caregiver, your time. Go to standingwithhope.com for more information. You can see more about what we do. And there are a lot of resources out there. Sign up for the podcast. Sign up for the e-letter. We have it all out there. Take advantage of it. We'll see you next week. This is Peter Rosenberger. Thank you so much.